and we will mark you based we'll mark you based on your performances, and if you're not matching with the pace of the reset agenda, you might be asked to step aside. And so if that adds to the horror movie, that's the intention. Thank you. Thank you for your presence this morning and the opportunity to address you. This morning's activity is not just a forum for discussion, but a decisive call to action, demanding bold leadership, accountability, and an unwavering commitment to excellence from you as chief executives of state-owned enterprises. This meeting reaffirms my commitment to the promise of a shake-up of all loss-making SOEs and realigning them to break even and transition into profit-making. As you have all noted, my 2024 campaign promises and the 120-day social contract with the good people of Ghana were not mere rhetoric. The 2023 State Ownership Report produced by the State Interest and Governance Authority, SIGA, reveals the inefficiencies affecting many of our SOEs. And this demands that we act with conviction and courage to tackle the systemic challenges confronting these enterprises. Many of our specified entities have operated inefficiently for far too long. They've been burdened by waste, underperformance, conflict of interest, and a complete detachment from national interest. Many of our SOEs have been used as mere instruments for generating personal wealth for persons appointed to positions within the entity. And who are the ones responsible for this situation? It's the chief executives, the management, and the management boards of these enterprises. Some of these enterprises have become perennial loss makers, draining public funds with bloated budgets, unjustified allowances and perks, and unnecessary expenditures, while relying on government bailouts as if they were entitled to them. Indeed, many of your entities are at their lowest point in the entire history of the Fourth Republic. Ladies and gentlemen, the era of impunity, mediocrity, and financial recklessness must end today. I'm happy you clapped. It's not going to be business as usual. We are going to reset your entities. The Ghanaian people have entrusted me with the responsibility of resetting our nation and our economy, and I don't intend to betray that trust. My administration's first 120 days has set the foundation for a new era of governance, anchored on efficiency, integrity, and tangible results.